This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode 141. I'm your host Duncan McLeish. Welcome to the show. On bonus episode 141, it's time to review another brand new movie. Got released in the UK and I believe the USA on the 13th of February. I saw it yesterday at the cinema with the good lady. We went out for a very rare date night. Which is few and far between when you have a child who is as time-consuming and as demanding as a 4.5-year-old can be. But yeah, both myself and my wife went out to check out Happy Death Day to You, which is the sequel, the follow-up to Happy Death Day from, what, 2 years ago now? Is it as long as that? Feels a lot less, but I'm fairly sure it was about 2 years ago. So yeah, we're going to be doing a review of that movie, non-spoiler and spoiler, coming up after the first break. But before we get into that, it's time to update you as to what you can expect on Podcasts Under the Stairs over the next week or so. So let's take a second to do that right now, because this is your third of four planned episodes this week. At the beginning of the week, you got a little bit of Andy Loves Art House looking at Barbarian Sim Studio. On Thursday, we looked at the new Shudder documentary, Horror Noir, A History of Black Horror, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I've been talking about quite a bit actually since I watched it. Then we spun it round to this little episode right here, looking at Happy Death Day to You. And tomorrow, we will continue our look at the 88 Films Slasher Classic Series, looking at Don't Go Into the Woods Alone. So that one will drop tomorrow, closing out the week. And then swinging into Monday, we continue our what can only be described as assault on your ears and your lives, as we pick a little run a movie that you guys selected as part of a brand new thing we're doing on Podcast Under the Stairs for Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure. We're looking at your choice for the first movie, which was Bug. And from the review of that movie, there will be more choices and we're going to spiral out into a weird tapestry of a movie journey, experiencing all we can be, the good, the bad, and sometimes less seen. Bug was one of four selections that I gave you of movies that I hadn't seen that I kind of thought I should have seen on the basis of recommendations of others. So we'll see where we go with that. So yeah, that's coming up basically up to Monday. And then swinging it Thursday, we will have the Movie Club listener reviews for Deathgasm. So we'll be covering that one as well. We'll also be dropping the first installment of a Russian Roulette franchise retrospective looking at the Evil Dead franchise. First two movies in that first part. We'll also be thrown out as if I didn't have enough content to launch at your face with velocity. We're also going to be looking at a special February one-off episode. We'll also be doing a close of the month episode, rounding everything else out, as well as looking just generally at some more brand new horror titles that are landing. A quick teaser for Glasgow Fright Fest 2019 and just tons of other shit. There's so much stuff to talk about and so little time, ladies and gents. Where does the time go? Who knows? We're almost through the second month of the year already. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. So yeah, that's what is upcoming Podcast Under the Stairs, stylee. So much stuff, so much stuff. So with that in mind, let's take a break. I need a break to recharge them batteries. So you're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You are going to hear a little bit of music and the trailer for our feature movie review of this bonus episode 141. It's Happy Death Day to You. All that and more, ladies and gents, coming right up, right after this.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of not only a film and sound, but mind. A journey into an auditory movie review adventure that must be experienced to be believed. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop,
the Doomsday Clock.
You can extract the Witch vs. the Doomsday Clock podcast by either searching for WYCH on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and on your Android device. Witch vs. the Doomsday Clock is a proud member of Legion Podcasts. So prepare yourself. The podcast ice is gonna break!
Deja vu?
Yes.
The day reset when you died, right?
Yeah.
I might be able to help with that. I died 11 times. I was stuck reliving the same day over and over again until someone wearing a baby mask murdered me on the night of my birthday. Turns out it was my roommate Lori. I kicked her crazy ass out a window and killed her, which broke the loop. But now I'm living the better version of my life.
You okay?
No.
Oh, hey, you're up. I folded your pants for you.
No way.
Dude, did you hit that or what?
I don't believe this. It's Monday the 18th again!
Go.
Stop global warming.
Go. Go.
I thought it ended the loop, but I'm back. Oh my god. Everything's different. This time, it's coming after all of us.
If you don't reset the day and try again, they're dead for good, aren't they?
So I'm gonna have to die over and over again to save all of you?
I mean, I guess you could just reset the day yourself.
Genius idea. Okay, let's do this. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. If I don't stop the killer, more people will die. Failure's not an option.
focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the field and I'm still in the grind. That shorty says,
I'm literally dying to figure this out.
A girlfriend, what did they buy and they ready to go?
Oh, hey, you're up.
I'm so done with this shit.
My flow, my show brought me to
go. I'm on borrowed time here.
They brought me all my fancy things.
What the?
My crib, my car, my food, my...
Alright, let's see what you got.
Came up and I ain't came.
We're in crisis mode, Tree. Who's gonna pledge Kappa now that we have a death curse?
And welcome back. So you just heard the trailer for the feature movie review of this bonus episode 141. We're doing non-spoiler and spoiler reviews of Happy Death Day to You, directed and written by Christopher Landon. He directed the previous one, Happy Death Day. The movie stars a plethora of familiar faces. If you've seen the first installment, Jessica Roth is here, Israel Broussard, Paiu, Sam Sarju Shamra, Sarah Yarkin, Rachel Matthews, Ruby Modine, Steve Zissis, Charles Aitken, Laura Clifton, Missy Yeager, Jason Bale, Caleb Spilliards, and other folks are in this movie. Synopsis for this one, I'm just going to call IMDb out on this one. The synopsis is written for this movie is fucking atrocious, and whoever wrote it should be fired from whatever job they have, even if it is not, in fact, writing this synopsis. Whoever it is, just fire him for whatever it is. I don't care if he's a heart specialist. Fire this cunt. Listen to this. Tree Gleibman discovers that dying over and over was surprisingly easier than the dangers that lie ahead. What the fucking fuck is that? That is bullshit. That's what it is. I wouldn't fucking tear it up for arse paper. That's what I say. Tear it up for arse paper. Anyway, here we go. So, I don't know how many people checked out Happy Death Day. I loved it. I really, really did. I thought it was fun, quirky, witty, very clever, kind of had aspects which made it meta, but at the same time, it was playful in a way that I could get behind. Yes, it was not exactly R-rated horror, and it played it a bit safe, and it played it a bit tame in parts, but had a whole fucking hell of a lot of soul behind it, and I like movies that really give me likeable characters, which a lot of movies don't do, but at the same time keep my interest, fun, quirky, and can throw in a little bit of the emosh in the middle, and it doesn't detract from the overall feelings of the movie. So yeah, it was a good one. Then I heard we were going to be doing a sequel. I was excited. I thought this could be fun. Let's see where they take it. The trailers had me hooked. I love this idea of it being the kind of Back to the Future 2 environment of recovering and recapturing the same time frame again, but with a slightly different spin on it. So yeah, I was all in for this one. So I went to see it last night with the wife. And I will say a couple of things in this non-spoiler area. I had been told by some people on the Facebook page before going in, this one is less horror than the previous one, and some people argued that the previous one wasn't all that horror, because that's now how we judge movies as a community, is whether or not it's horror or not. No longer if it's a good movie, we judge its horror credentials, which I find preposterous, but I could keep banging the drum for this all year, and I get the feeling that it's just a tiny, tiny, tiny noise in a very, very loud concert hall. So yeah, I was kind of walking in expecting this one to be more farcical, more comedic, and less horror, and it is. I'll be honest with you, this one, the kind of horror level is stripped back even further than it was before. In fact, if someone wanted to say this was a comedy first and foremost and kind of had some horror leanings, I wouldn't argue with them. I actually think that's probably a pretty good summation of the movie, but I'll be honest with you, this movie is fun as fuck. I really, really, really had a good time with this one. I don't think it's as good as Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day got the balance just perfect for me. This one, like I say, does lean a bit too much into the farcical elements. It really kind of leans into this, oh, we have a, we will justify why Tree lived the same life, same day over and over and over again in the previous movie. We'll give it justification, give it context, and then expand out further. All of which I think worked, to be honest with you, but it certainly put it in a kind of almost sci-fi realm as well, in the same way that something like Back to the Future is sci-fi. I thought, once again, the cast are brilliant. I mean, Jessica Roth is amazing in this role. I think Tree is such a great character. I love how bonkers she gets. I love how quirky and weird things are. I love the idea of it really just playing with time and the effects that that might have. And once again, this movie kind of adds an emotional element. We'll get into that in the spoiler section, which should derail this movie, and it doesn't. It just adds to it, I felt. The humour is great. At times, a bit too teen-based humour, but I laughed a whole hell of a lot at it. Some of the jokes weren't necessarily aimed at me. But yeah, the characters are still likeable where they need to be. There was a whole scene in the middle of this movie which involved someone pretending to be blind, which made me laugh quite a bit. And the kind of the way the movie all ties together and the way it closes is done satisfactory to me. I mean, it's not. I mean, essentially, it's riffing on the same tropes of the previous movie, so it's treading familiar ground. But it does it in a way which I kind of enjoyed it when she starts to just give in to the fact that she's going to have to die a lot of times. The ways they do it are ridiculous, but so much fun to watch. I think it's well shot. I think it's quirky. I think the script is punchy and chirpy and funny. I think the acting's great. I think it looks like $1 million has been spent in it. I know there hasn't been, but it looks like $1 million has been spent in it. And it's just a fun fucking movie. I think you need these movies to balance out your year. It can't always be doom, gloom and fucking arms and heads chopped off and limbs laying strewn about the ground. You need movies to give you balance to make you appreciate the darker side of horror as well as the lighter side. And whilst this is definitely less horror than the previous movie, it kind of, I'm happy to have it under my horror tent. You know what I mean? I'm happy to have it included here. And the fact that at the end of this movie, if you've been following the internet, it teases a possible third installment. I'm down with that third installment. Give me that movie, I'll go and watch it. These are refreshing breaths of fresh air that I can sit in the cinema, switch my brain fully off, get a fucking bucket of popcorn, a large carbonated soda, and sit there and just enjoy it. And I think there are places for all sorts of movies in, like I say, in our camp, in our crew. And this definitely fits in it and definitely made me happy to watch. I had a ton of fun watching it. In terms of the grade that I would give it, before we go into spoilers, I can't score it as high as Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day to me was that kind of breath of fresh air, was a much more taut experience, and it played with a lot more ideas grounded in realism, even though it's a movie about reliving like deja vu, like the same day over and over again, in ridiculous fashion. I did enjoy that. And this one, they really do push it out a bit more. So, I mean, on this one, I would happily give this one a 3.5. Happily. And I mean, I can see me watching it again and maybe upping it to a 4. But as it stands just now, it's somewhere between I liked it and I really liked it. It's a ton of fun. It's a harmless fucking movie. And if you're taking pot shots at it, for shame on you. There are other movies out there that have loftier credentials that demand that sort of level of scrutiny and criticism. This movie is all about having fun. If you didn't have fun with this one, I don't know what to tell you. You may be dead inside. That's all I'm saying. You may be dead. Anyway, right, let's do some spoilers for this movie. I'm kicking out a warning. You're hearing my warning right now. Be forewarned, we are spoiling this movie in 3, 2, 1. So yeah, basically in this movie, the whole plot involves the fact that Carter's Asian roommate is actually working on a device which can potentially affect time, so to speak, and we find out that it had a mysterious blip that activated the night before Tree's birthday, which put her in a loop in the first movie. In the case of this one, he gets stuck in this loop where the future Ryan being the roommate, comes back and tries to kill him in the guise of the killer from the first movie. That kind of loops for a little bit, not too long. We expand things out as well. We get to see the kind of dean of this university, who is a total prick, but in such a funny way, a goofy, goofy character. A lot of this reminded me of kind of Scream Queens, the TV show, which is, like, for those that know out there, know I fucking loved that. So there's a level of me that really does like campy horror at times, and campy kind of dark comedy. As they're trying to disconnect the machine that Ryan's trying to activate to get rid of his future self who's coming to kill him, there's an accident which elevates kind of Tree back into her original loop. Except this time, in order for her to break the loop and come back to her time frame, she's almost been put in an alternate universe where all the people are there at her uni, but things are slightly different, and so much so that her roommate didn't try and kill her. There's a different killer on campus. Carter's actually seeing or dating Danielle, the kind of sorority head girl who was an evil bitch in the first movie but might or might not be in this one. And, you know, we have those elements there. But the big reveal in this alternate universe is Tree's mum isn't dead like she is in the first movie. So it throws up this quandary of, if she goes back to her time frame, her mum will be dead and she can have Carter, who is now the love of her life. Or if she stays where she is, she's living someone else's life. And, it's the quandary that throws up. If she does decide to go back, though, she needs to basically learn all these quantum physics, because every day the day resets, the people working on the experimental device forget the formulas that they've been writing throughout that day. So she has to cram all this down, plus die for the end of the day to reset things, to relearn again. And it handles it in a really clever way, really kind of quirky. At the same time, like I say, there's a lot of Back to the Future too, but a lot of people had said that when they saw the original trailer, and it really does lean into that. It references it in this movie, very much like the first movie referenced Groundhog Day. They are telling you, in this movie, this is what this movie is. This is a kind of horror slasher kind of teen trope thing flung on top of movies that you will have seen before that we know you love, and we're playing with those techniques as well. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. I thought it really, really worked. Ultimately, if she does decide that she wants to go back to her time frame to be with Carter and lose her mum, she needs to do it before all the killings start later on at night. I'm not going to spoil who the killer is. I'm not going to spoil how all that sets up. What I'm going to say is there's a whole hell of a lot to like in this movie and very little to dislike. If you didn't like the sense of humour of the first movie, if you didn't like the absurdity of it all, then you will not like this movie. This movie takes those aspects and cranks them up to 11. It really is loud and in your face and brash, and the after credit sequence is even more ridiculous. The after credit sequence is like the after credit sequence in that new Predator movie, but this one is a movie that I want to see, where that one was one I didn't want to see. It's kind of loud and in your face, and the humour, like I say, works sometimes for someone my age. I mean, I'm 37, so it works sometimes for me. I get the feeling that if you're a bit younger, it gravitates much more to that level, and there was a lot more people would laugh at that. But yeah, it has a kind of Revenge of the Nerds sort of tweak going through it as well. It has very little in the way of full-on horror, with there's a masked killer. The deaths are even slightly tamer in this one, if I'm honest. They don't go as vicious as they were before, but I liked it. I thought this movie was really endearing and really well done and really quirky and fun. And that's the word I keep coming back to. Now, if you don't like your horror movies to be fun, you will not like this movie. I don't like all my horror movies to be fun, but occasionally I like to be entertained. And it's difficult to say that this movie's not entertaining. It really is. And it really goes for it. And yeah, I don't really... There's not much more I can spoil about it. I could mention all the individual deaths, but I don't see the point of that. I'm just, you know, going over elements in the movie. That's the story, and I think the story kind of works. And the after credit sequence, where they are taken to some government organisation, DARPA or something, who are trying to find a person to go through the next level of them, and that being maybe Danielle might be our third character to go through this time loop, kind of made me smile. I was like, I would watch that movie in a second, because she's such a reprehensible, such a funny fucking character that I would do that. But big down point for this movie, I had to wait an hour in a bit before I heard my, which is not good. Since watching that first movie, that's how I say bye to certain people, like some sort of weird warped valley girl. I like to do a little bit of my, but there we go. So there we are. So yeah, I give it a 3.5. I reckon when I watch it again, what I want to do is watch the first one and second one back to back, take it all in, and I reckon there's a good chance it'll jump up to a 4. But yeah, good fucking fun movie. Not much more I can say about it. And that is my review of Happy Death Day to You. So I'm going to take my final break. When I come back, I'm closing out the show, and I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode 141, looking at a little review of the brand new horror movie, Happy Death Day to You. So there we go, another one in the can. So where can you check us out? Well, lots of places nowadays. We're fucking everywhere, motherfucker. Podcast Under the Stairs can be checked out on Apple Podcasts. Please come across, subscribe to the feed, leave us a rating and a review. Best way to support us on that platform. Come and check us out at Stitcher Smart Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn, and motherfucking Spotify up in this bitch. You can go to our website, it's tputscast.com, if you want to order some merch, some posters or enamel pins. That money coming back to support what we do Under the Stairs. It's tputscast.bigcartel.com. You can visit our Facebook pages. We have a group page where the community interacts, posts movies that they're watching and talks all things horror by going to facebook.com/groups/tputscast. If you're only interested in finding out when the shows are coming out, occasionally checking out a live stream or a Thursday, every Thursday on Podcast Under the Stairs, then that's the Facebook page, facebook.com/tputscast. Ooh, there we go. You can interact with me on Twitter and Instagram. When I say me, it's really the Baz. Both can be followed at TputsCast. The podcast Under the Stairs will return tomorrow, looking at Don't Go in the Woods Alone, which is part of our 88 Films Slasher Classics season. FYI, I don't think that movie's great, and I get a feeling I'm going to be speaking quite negatively about it, so strap yourselves in for that coming up tomorrow. But until then, wherever you are, ladies and gents, whatever the time zone is and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off. Bye.
Hey, we all know how we're gonna die, baby. We're gonna crash and burn.